You're listening to KNKX. Coming up, you're going to hear a story from our show Sound Effect, hosted by Gabriel Spitzer.
It's Sound Effect from 88.5. Gabriel Spitzer here, and this week our theme is Bug in the System.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up and gather round. Witness what has been regaled to be the marvel of the modern age. You've heard about it on the radio. You've read about it in the magazines. Now see it for yourself up close and personal. The one, the only, the 187th wonder of the world, Professor Payne's phantasmagorical circus of performing fleas. Yes, siree, Bob, you heard me right. For here on this table is a genuine, authentic, 100% bona fide flea circus featuring a cadre of performing fleas gathered at great personal expense.
Payne Fifield is a part-time professional magician in Seattle and owner of what I think is the city's only flea circus. Now, if you're like me, you may not have realized that flea circuses were an actual thing, rather than just a gag in the Looney Tunes cartoons.
But I cannot have the flea circus with only one little flea.
Don't worry, Pepito. I'll get you some more fleas, somehow.
But man, did I learn a thing or two about flea circuses from Professor Payne. In the living room of his Wallingford house, he explained that flea circuses have a long and proud history stretching back centuries.
They started back in the 15th and 16th centuries with jewelers or clockmakers demonstrating their skill at doing little tiny things by putting gold wire around the thorax of a flea, and they would wear them like necklaces. They would have these necklaces of hundreds of little fleas on the, you know, sort of alive. And it was to demonstrate the fineness of their work, because you have to be able to put it around the thorax in such a way that you don't strangle the flea or too loose that it can escape. So you just have to do it just right. And then in the 1820s, as far as I can determine, is when the first flea circuses started showing up, where they would take these fleas and they would attach them to little chariots or little wagons, or put them in little kind of dresses where they would sort of turn around and dance, or they would do little high dives. You kind of determined if the fleas you had were jumpers or walkers, and the walkers you'd attach to wagons, and the jumpers you'd make high dive fleas.
You find out their talents.
You find out their talent. You're just sort of sitting there with a big vat of fleas, I guess, going, okay, what are you going to do? And since they only live for a few months, weeks to months, you're always getting new cast members, I guess. Because once they're harnessed for life. You don't take the harness back off. And so they live attached to their little cart or dress for the rest of their little flea lives.
What is the humbug flea circus?
Humbug flea circus is a contrivance, a device designed to mimic the activities of actual fleas. It's a little circus usually set up inside of what looks to be an open suitcase. The traditional ones are the high dive, the trapeze, the wire walk, the cannonball, the flea parade.
Why don't you use real fleas?
My eyes aren't good enough to actually harness a flea. And the fact that the fleas that they use traditionally in flea circuses are Pulex irritans, the human flea, which are very difficult to come by these days.
Is that different from the fleas on my cat?
Yes, the fleas on your cat are very, very, very small. The human flea is much larger. You can actually see one with the naked eye. It's all imaginary and just driven with the force of your personality. An actual flea circus, you had to be pretty close to see what they were doing, but you could actually take it into a theater in vaudeville. And you didn't have to worry about the weather. You know, if you had a real flea circus, you arrived at the theater and all your fleas were dead because it got too cold or too hot. And the other drawback of having a real flea circus is you have to feed them every night. And so there's pictures of people, flea circuses, with their entire cast on their arms in their little wagons and things, feeding, because that's, yes, where they get the blood is from the guy that owns the circus.
The ringmaster.
The ringmaster, yeah, has to feed his cast.
So getting into a very old and probably, fair to say, dying art, how did you go about teaching yourself how to do it?
there's a guy named Walt Noon who, he was approached by a guy from Seattle by the name of Rob D'Arc, who wanted to build a flea circus. And this must have been 20, 30 years ago. There was very little literature written on how you make these things. So they kind of backward engineered it from archival footage and interviewing people and stuff. And they came up with a VHS tape, originally a VHS tape, to how to make these things.
Do you need any exotic materials?
Not really. You can make them completely manual, but some of the, like, the trapeze works better with engines than it does trying to move your hand back and forth. And a lot of the modern ones are all radio controlled, and that's a little bit beyond my technical capabilities.
Well, I'm looking at yours right now. So we're sitting in your living room, and it's there over on a table all set up and bedecked. What, can you give me a little bit of a tour of it?
Oh, sure. Here we can. Here is the high dive, towering nearly 9 inches above the circus floor. And in the back, there's the high wire where Dimitri and Annette will walk across the high wire. Miss Nimbus, Queen of the Air, is our funambulist, and she does the trapeze here. Altoid, the curiously strong flea, he'll actually untie these handkerchiefs and lift a 50-cent piece up on a playing card. And Drake is the flea that does the high dive for me. And I have Marcel. I have the only mime flea in the entire known world.
A mime flea?
Mime flea, yes. He's on an exchange mime program from France. Flea. I gave strict instructions that the air conditioning not be turned on during... Oh, I'm sorry. It's my fault. It's Marcel's incredible mime ability. He's actually walking against the wind. Ooh, the realism is stunning. And oh, look at that. He's picked up some sort of object. It looks like a rope, and he's pulling on it. It must be...
What do you like about them? Very,
very heavy. That no one else has one. It sets me apart. It's neat because you get people that they've always heard about it, but they've never seen one. So you get that kind of interesting, you know, response from people going, wow, I've never seen one of these before. And now I never have to see one again. But
Miss Nimbus!
Jump from one trapeze to the other. Give her a big round of applause. And now she will jump back doing a double. There's one. There's two, and she lands! A big round of applause! And oh, she's going to do a triple. Let's try it. One, two, three. Oh, there she goes! And now for the big finale.